Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a national polling firm, and we're conducting a poll about politics and issues in the city of Tampa, Florida. So are you registered to vote in the city of Tampa?
Yes.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
All right, thank you so much. And the upcoming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor. So how likely are you to vote in this election? Very, somewhat, or not too likely?
I probably will vary, yes.
All right, thank you. Let me move on then. And could, just to make sure that we have representing everybody here, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40. 40 to 54.
All right. Thank you. And how did you vote in the recent November 2022 elections? By mail, early in person, or on election day?
In person.
Okay. Thank you. And in general, do you think that the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or on the wrong direction?
Right direction.
Thank you. And do you feel the growth and development Tampa is experiencing is more of a good thing or a bad thing?
Good.
All right, thank you. And as things stands now, would you vote for the, or to re-elect, I'm sorry, Jane Castor as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
I will keep her in office, Jane Castor.
Okay, thank you. Now, in general, which of the following candidates is in upcoming March City Council races would you choose? One who works with Major Castor to pass her agenda, or one who opposes Major Castor on nearly every one of her programs and instead says that the City Council should have more power?
What was the, I didn't understand that question. Repeat that.
No problem. So in general, which of the following candidates in the upcoming March City Council race will you choose? First one or second one? The first one was one who works with Major Castor to pass her agenda. And the second one was one who opposes Major Castor.
One who worked with her.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following do you feel is the most important issue of problem facing the city of Tampa today? Let me give you options. Flooding and the threat of sea level rise, affordable housing, crime and public safety, traffic congestion and condition of streets, too much city government spending, or jobs and economic development.
Crime and what was the other one about? Affordable housing, crime and affordable housing, both of those.
Oh. All right, thank you so much. Next, please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following. Here's the first one. Orlando Goods?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis?
No, unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. Bob Henriquez?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Joseph Citro?
I don't know him.
Problem. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Sean Shaw?
Very favorable.
Janet Cruz?
Very favorable.
Guido Maniscalco?
I don't know that person.
Thank you. Lynn Hortek?
Don't know that one either.
Jane Castor?
Very favorable.
Bill Carson?
Don't know that person.
And Sandy Merman?
Very favorable.
All right. Thank you so much. We're moving on. Now, mark which candidate you will vote for if you have to vote in the elections for mayor and city council today. Imagine that you are today there. So for major, we have two options, Jane Castor or Bill Carson. Which one will you choose?
Jane Castor.
Thank you. For City Council District 1, we have four options, Sonja P. Brookins, Joseph Citro, Alan Klembernin, or Chase Harrison. Which one will you choose?
I don't know them.
And if you have to choose one of them, if necessary, will not let me go.
Probably Joseph. Joseph, okay. I think I've heard of him, but Joseph,
right.
Whatever it is. Well, yeah.
Joseph Citro, okay, good. And City Council District 3, choose one, Janet Cruz, Wendolyn Henderson, Lynn Hurtak, or Jose Vasquez?
Janet Cruz.
All right, thank you so much. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, not so good, or poor, rate the job Major Jane Castor is doing it on each of the following. Here's the first one. Working for fairness and opportunity for people of all races and backgrounds in Tampa.
What was the choices?
You can say excellent, good, not so good, or
excellent.
Poor.
Excellent.
All right. Rebuilding the city's water and sewer pipes and infrastructure system.
It's going good. They need to hurry up on that. Good.
Okay. Thank you. Working to make Tampa a stronger community and great place to live and raise a family.
Good.
Thank you. Being physically responsible and careful with taxpayers' money.
It's good.
All right. Bringing in new jobs and growing the economy.
Good.
Working on affordable housing.
She's doing an excellent job on that.
Thank you. And fighting crime and keeping Tampa's street safe.
Good.
All right. Moving on. Right now, we are in 68%. That means that we're close to finish, okay?
Yeah,
so I appreciate your time.
I'm not much long. I'm tired.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I normally don't even do these, but I go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
I really appreciate it, ma'am. So here are some statements that critics of Major Jane Castor have made recently. Rate each case or cause, I'm sorry, due to definitely not to vote for her or probably not vote for her or makes no difference in your support for her. So
what
Major Castor.
What was that question?
So pretty much it's this is what critics are saying about Major Jane Castor. So what I read, you can tell me if this is a reason for not to vote for her definitely or probably not to vote for her or makes no difference in your support.
Makes no difference.
Okay, but let me read the first statement. So Major Castor pushed a $6 billion water recycling plan that some call toilet to tap and has been criticized for a lack of transparency, possibly raising water bills and possibly putting out water supply at risk. So you can tell me definitely not vote for her, probably not vote, or makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
Okay. She has continued to promote social policies that embarrass the city, including renting while black, that caused hundreds of low-income black renters to be evicted after police arrested them, but before they were even tried to or found guilty.
Okay, I don't like that.
Would you say that's probably not a reason to vote for her or definitely not a reason to vote for her or makes no difference?
Yeah, the reason if you're going against my people, no, I wouldn't want to vote for you if that's the truth.
Okay. Major Castor is using $100 million of taxpayers' money to build a new city office building without a competitive bidding process. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Same options?
That makes no difference. I don't know. They just probably putting
okay.
on that, don't they?
Jane Castor policies as police chief and major have led to an increase in crime.
Her what?
Jane Castor policies and as police chief and major have led to an increase in crime.
No, I don't believe that. I still vote for her. That's no.
Okay, no difference. Okay.
The lady,
she bullied the city council into accepting her choice to police chief, who then had to resign recently and amid scandal.
What was that?
No problem. Let me read it. So she bullied the city council into accepting her choice for police chief, who then had to resign recently amid scandal.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Yeah, I know about that lady that had a record already. Yeah, and then she went over there, used abuse authority. Yeah, I didn't like that. That's the reason why nobody won't want to vote. Yeah.
Okay, got you, ma'am. Now, next one, it's a few statements for supporters of Mayor Jane Castor. Mike May asked why they think she should be reelected when her current term is up in 2023. Rate your reaction or each as very positive, someone positive, neutral, or negative, and here's the first one. So under Mayor Jane Castor, Tampa has become one of America's top cities with strong community pride and great championship boat parades. So would you say that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
That's positive.
Okay. Jane Castor is focused on clean, affordable, safe neighborhoods and high quality of life that makes Tampa a great place for families and to raise kids. Is that very positive, somewhat positive?
It's positive.
Very or somewhat?
Positive.
Okay. As the former police chief and now as Mayor Jane Castor knows how to keep our community safe by fighting crime, reducing the violent rate, increasing the police presence in neighborhoods, taking illegal guns off the streets, and expanding police body cameras.
What was that?
Yeah. So as the former police chief and now as mayor, Jane Castor knows how to keep our community safe by fighting crime, reducing the violent crime rate, increasing the police presence in neighborhoods, taking illegal guns off the streets, and expanding police body cameras.
Okay, what was the choices?
Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
Okay, that's very positive.
Thank you. Jane Castor has an open, accessible style as the city's leader. She is known for always being out in the community, bringing City Hall to every neighborhood, listening to people's concerns, and caring.
That's very positive.
All right, thank you. Mayor Castor is making Tampa a safe place to walk, bike, and get around by installing sidewalk and crosswalk near schools, expanding the Riverwalk, and adding 21 miles of bike lanes.
That's positive.
Okay. Jane Castor is a take charge leader who tackles the tough problems and gets things done. She's successfully taking on the rebuilding of Tampa's aging water and sewer pipe system.
Okay, that's positive.
All right. Mayor Castor is working to lift up every neighborhood by building new parks, renovating and upgrading existing parks, adding more youth programming, and increasing pre-K childcare options.
Positive.
Thank you. And as Mayor Jane Castor continues to dedicate funding to the housing affordability crisis and uses city-owned land to build new low-cost single and multifamily affordable homes.
That's positive. How many more questions? How many more questions?
Well, right now we are 82, maybe like five the most.
Okay. So I've been on stop now.
I know. I know, ma'am. I know. So I appreciate it again.
Yeah,
so after
I'm not losing.
I got you.
Concentration, you got to hurry this up.
No problem. Let me make it as fast as possible, okay? So... After hearing all this information about her, will you vote for re-electing Jane Castor as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone else?
No, I vote for her.
Okay, great. And lastly, a few more statements about the record of a candidate for city council. Rate each one as it makes you definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against, or does not matter to you. Here's the first one. has voted against funding the police and firefighters and crime fighting measures that keep our community safe? Would you say definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
What you said?
Yeah, has voted against funding the police and firefighters and crime fighting measures that keep our community safe.
Okay, well, that'll be against them if they're not helping the officials, local officials.
Okay. Has created the dissension and division by making false accusations and perpetuating unsustained conspiracy theories rather than working with his colleagues to address our community needs.
Okay, that's negative, so against him.
Okay. Has led a power grab to shift power away from the mayor and to the city council in an attempt to give himself more opportunity to help his private company's clients benefit from city actions.
What was that question?
Yeah. Has led a power grab to shift power away from the mayor and to the city council in an attempt to give himself more opportunity to help his private company's clients benefit from city actions.
No, you're saying a person helping themselves with the funding?
Correct.
No, that's against them then.
Okay. He can do the job he was elected to do because he's more concerned with making money off of lucrative city deals. When he does show up for work, he has to abstain from voting more times than all the rest of the city council members combined because of conflicts of interest.
Okay, what was that? Because I'm telling you, I'm losing focus. I'm trying to watch.
No
the
problem.
What was
no
the
problem.
What was that?
That's okay. Now, he can't do the job he was elected to do because he's more concerned with making money off of lucrative city deals. When he does show up to work, he has to abstain from voting more times than all the rest of the city council members combined because of conflicts of interest. And again, you can tell me definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter to you.
Vote against.
Okay. And refuses to disclose the names of the long list of paying clients who stand to benefit from his city council actions and contracts.
What was the question?
Yeah, refuses to disclose the names of his long list of paying clients who stand to benefit from his city council actions and contracts.
Vote against it. And
all
they
right.
Didn't say who the person is that are talking about they, because that's like, I don't like stuff like that.
That's just in general. Mm-hmm. It's just like a candidate, correct?
Oh, okay, then, because mm-hmm. I don't, yeah.
Now, do you consider yourself, don't worry, do you consider yourself to be of Cuban ancestry or not?
No, I'm black.
Okay, thank you. No Hispanic or Latino ancestry either, you said, right?
African-American.
Okay. How long have you lived in the Tampa? You can tell me 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 20 to 30, or more than 30 years?
More than 30 years.
All right. That was the last question, ma'am. So I appreciate your time here and hope you have a good night.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay, bye.